Hearing is conditional use number 2370, William D. and Carol Emmert.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for amendments to condition.
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, we're still having a meeting. Keep it quiet.
For an amendment to conditional use number 1334, which is ordinance number 1383, to allow for an additional commercial building for storage and operations of a construction business to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lollingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Forvus Road, approximately 234 feet west of Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 48. The 911 address is 28816 Forvus Road, Harbison, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 12.09. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Almost evening, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, an hour and 5 minutes.
Depending on which way
actually,
I look at my
by
watch.
By the way, you don't actually have an hour and 5 minutes.
Understood. I'll try to keep it under that. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm. I'm here on behalf of the applicants, William and Carol Emmert. I think it's important to begin with the background of the property, the applicant's acquisition, and kind of how we got here, where we are today. As you can see and as you heard, the property is located on the northerly side of Forvus Road and west of Hollyville Road. Its address is 28816 Forvus Road, Harbison, Delaware. It has Sussex County tax map number 234-10-12.09. The applicants acquired the property in or around 2000, and it's roughly 3.93 acres, as you can see there. At around their acquisition, the applicants did seek a conditional use, which was granted as CU 1383 and became County Ordinance 1383. Importantly, Ordinance 1383 allowed for two buildings on that property, a storage building for applicants' auction business, which you may be familiar with, Emmert Auction Associates, and then a storage building for a landscaping business. Thereafter, the first building was constructed upon the property and was utilized and continues to be utilized by the applicants for their auction business. That's there, what you see there on the, that would be, I suppose, the western side of the property. Time passed, and eventually in around 2020, I believe, or 2021, the applicant sought a permit for and built or constructed a second building on the property. It doesn't show up there, but it is there. As such, they allowed that to be utilized by a business that performs residential hardscaping and patio work. As such, the county instructed them that that was not permitted, and that's why we are here today for a conditional use. Again, it was permitted for a second building to be utilized for a landscaping business and office and equipment, etc. No retail. Same thing with the auction setting. There's no retail there today either. As a result, our application is related solely to the second building, which we interpret Ordinance 1383 did permit. And then a conditional use for that second building and the property surrounding it to be utilized by residential construction company for operations and storage. Some other important facts related to the property itself. As I mentioned, there is no retail sales at either building. There's none anticipated. We're fine with that condition. Manufacturing certainly would not take place at any building or upon the property. Hardscaping and residential construction materials and equipment and portable dumpsters for rent would be stored, some within the second building and others around or about the second building. And the amount of construction equipment and portable dumpsters for rent would vary. Usually what happens is folks rent these, they're taken to a home construction site, they're utilized, they're then dumped, then stored, and then someone rents them again. As someone who actually has one in front of my house, I can tell you they're hard to find. They're expensive, so the more businesses that can serve that niche, the better, in my opinion. The parking for the employees would be around the second building there, and that is on the site plan, the location of that second building. and also notably it's well within the setbacks. Additionally, it's worthwhile to note that the other parcels along Four of Us Road consist of additional buildings. Some are used to store vehicles, others for mechanical work for vehicles. And then the large parcel to the west, that's 12.11, is utilized for a large-scale landscaping maintenance business. Water for the property is serviced by a well, wastewater via septic. With respect to the request itself and the reasons supporting its recommendation and approval, the applicant, as I mentioned, is seeking an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district to allow the second building on the applicant's property and the areas surrounding it to be utilized for residential construction business. This would include an office in the second building, employee parking around there, storage of equipment and materials within the building, and then outside on the parcel. Would also include storage of these portable dumpsters that I just mentioned. All these would be along or within the 3.93 acre parcel there. The proposed conditional use is similar in character of the surrounding area and properties along Four of Us Road, which includes several storage buildings, as I mentioned, other businesses, including other construction-related businesses. And within a one-mile radius based on the county packet, other professionals with contractor storage have been permitted via conditional uses in AR1 zoned low-density areas. Accordingly, the proposed use would have no adverse impact on the character of the surrounding area or the property values therein. DelDOT has determined that a traffic impact study is not necessary, and the local environment will also not be impacted. The AR1 parcel is located in a low-density area per the comprehensive plan, as I mentioned. However, the proposed use is not an intense commercial use, certainly not in the line of auto repair, gasoline sales, and is not large in scale. Rather, the proposed conditional use is permissible according to the plan. County staff analysis of the application concluded that, subject to considerations of scale and impact, a CU to allow for an amendment of the ordinance that exists now could be considered as consistent with land use, area zoning, and surrounding uses. Based upon the proposed conditional use, the scale and impact would not be large. As I mentioned, this is a residential construction business, not a commercial construction business, and nothing involving, you know, large-scale operations. The proposed use will also benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County and the public. The proposed business use of the second building upon the property benefits the needs of residential owners and agricultural owners alike. Allowing the second building and its adjacent area to be utilized by a residential construction business specializing in hardscaping, patios, porches, and other outdoor applications, and sourcing of portable dumpsters will address the needs and provide convenient services to neighboring properties and residents of the county. Moreover, permitting the use will increase competition in the residential construction setting, which is beneficial to county residents, healthy for the environment, and certainly a benefit to the public itself. It also bears noting that space like this is difficult to come by along commercial areas, and if it is, it's usually too expensive for anyone to afford in this scale, and as such stifles the ability of small businesses to survive in the area. The use will not impact neighboring properties or roadways, particularly, among other reasons, second building and its adjacent area, generally shielded from Hollyville Road by tree lines there. Additionally, there is fencing around parcel 12.09 the entire way, and the building is well within setbacks. It's 463.7 feet from the nearest adjacent residential property there off of Hollyville Road, and it's 99.9 feet to the property to the north, which is open fields. Utilization of the second building and its adjacent area for use by a residential construction business and housing portable rental dumpsters to be rented out would also not generate any significant noise or construction equipment, and that would only be used when mobilizing to sites to do essentially installs for the hardscaping. As a result, we believe the application is consistent with the code's requirements for a conditional use. We would consider the following proposed conditions in addition to any others recommended by the commission. Particularly, the use of the second building upon the property shall be limited to operations and storage for a residential construction business, including an office and equipment within the building and storage outside of the building around the property, including materials, equipment, and those dumpsters I mentioned. Hours of operation can be between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. No retail will be conducted at the site. All exterior lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties. And then one lighted sign permissible pursuant to the code would be allowed. That's all I have. Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
You answered most of my questions. Thank you.
Sure.
But so does this applicant own all the property off of Four of Us Road?
This applicant does not, no.
And, but that's a private road, correct?
That is.
I thought I read that. And who maintains that road?
That road is maintained, I believe. I'll defer.
It's maintained by...
sir, I need to introduce yourself.
No, you have the voice for
it. I understand you have the microphone, but who you are.
It's maintained by Shore Property Maintenance, who is behind me, and our property.
I'm going to need you to state your name for the record.
My name is William Emmert.
Thank you.
I own Emmert Auction. But anyway, it's my neighbor and I. We actually own the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have an agreement that you maintain it together?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a shared maintenance agreement.
I was kind of hoping you were going to answer us in your auctioneer voice.
I got paid for that.
That was the only question I had at this time.
Thank you.
Just construction materials, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And hardscaping.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
No grinding of mulch or...
No.
That's all I have.
Nope. Sorry, Stevens.
How close to the homes there on Hollyville Road would a dumpster be dumped off empty?
An empty dumpster?
Yeah, because there is noise in that, and I'm
thinking. Sure. So, and what happens, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but they get filled up at a home or wherever else they are. They're taken to DSWA, which is right up the road, and then, you know, they're stored there. It's about, the second building, as I mentioned, was a little over 400 feet from the home on Hollyville Road. And right now, they're keeping those as close to the second building as possible. But again, those are usually picked up, you know, before and then dropped off at DSWA and then unloaded sometime during the day. But this isn't a large-scale dumpster operation that has hundreds of these.
I think they have six, actually.
Yeah. It's not so loud when they're backing them in to...
Yeah.
That's just in your hours that you would be, that it would be happening or during the day.
Correct.
So it's not, you know.
Not in the middle of the night.
I've had them dumped off early in the morning and they are not quiet. Anyway, okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No questions.
Okay.
No, for me, thank you.
None for me either, thanks. Anybody else? My only question or just comment is that as a practical matter, uses of that type sometimes tend to get a little messy and unsightly, especially when you have cans and so on stored. And I'm sure, Mr. Carey, you've explained to Mr. Emmert that the conditional use process does allow us to place certain conditions and restrictions.
Certainly.
Would you be open to the idea of some kind of screening from your, granted you don't have a lot of neighbors, but just in the interest of making it so you can do what you want to do, mm-hmm. without, you know, being a nuisance to your neighbors?
Sure.
Sure. So, I don't think that's a problem. Privy hedge or
something.
Yeah, you know, something and, you know, fast growing.
Yeah.
And actually what's happening right now in the, I guess that would be the eastern side of the parcel. Mr. Emmert plants grass that's utilized for duck blinds there. So in the summertime, it covers up quite a bit, and then it's harvested in the winter, used for those.
Tall sedge grass.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we put on the one end where the houses are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm just thinking for any neighbors.
Certainly.
Might be advisable to do that. And that all would take place at site plan.
Sure.
You know,
right.
Assuming that it gets approved. So that's all I have. Anyone have anything else? If not, gentlemen, take a seat nearby.
Thank you.
We'll see if there's anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2370 William D. and Carol Emmert? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further comments or questions?
Can I just ask one more question?
Sure can.
The house is directly across. Do y'all own that?
I'm not exactly sure which. Let me.
Maybe that's not a house.
This, you know, we have a building. We do not own that, but we do have a building here, brand new, kind of good looking building that is not shown on here.
That's what.
And that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
And then the one just below it.
As you enter, we do not own.
Okay, as you come in, the one on the, if you're driving in, the one on the left is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
The one on the left, as you're driving into Four of Us Road,
yes.
That's not a home. That's a storage building.
That's a storage building.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right, and then the next one to the left, is that also
those
some
are
kind
also
of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are all.
Everything along Four of Us Road is either a storage building or something utilized for business.
So really, the one that Butch just pointed out is that's a residence.
That's a residence. And it does not have an ingress egress from Four of Us Road. It's entered through Hollyville.
Thank you.
Really, it would be the only property that I would be concerned about. Yeah.
Right.
Do they have any disposition on it?
Well, they're not here.
Yeah.
But listen, that's what we have these meetings for. If they're not here, they're not here.
Exactly. So, thank you.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, thank you. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.